Good afternoon. Hope you're enjoying your Thursday thus far. Time to take a look at news again here on KCOB. We're already in the mid-80s. Have more on the weather coming up later on. An Ohio-based company called CareSource plans to submit a bid to be among the private companies managing Iowa's Medicaid program. Back in 2016, the state of Iowa switched to privately managed care of Medicaid and currently covers health care costs for some 750,000 poor elderly and disabled Iowans. Well, two companies, Amerigroup and Iowa Total Care, do have existing contracts to manage care for those Iowans. CareSource is based in Dayton, Ohio. They've already rented office space in Des Moines, and they're hiring Iowa staff as they prepare to submit the paperwork for an Iowa Medicaid managed care contract. State officials likely will decide next fall if another company will be added to Iowa's Medicaid program. CareSource already oversees Medicaid coverage for residents in five other states. Next summer, Pyrotechnics Guild International will have their organization's annual convention at Iowa Speedway. It's going to bring hundreds of people from across the world to Newton who are associated with shooting off firework displays or manufacturing fireworks. Now, a number of city officials and residents interested in fireworks led the effort to land the July 30th through August 5th, 2022 event. At-large Newton City Councilman Randy Urban was among them. He says there's going to be a meeting tonight that should be attended by anyone who would like to be involved with the convention and help out, or is just curious about what the multi-day event will offer to the general public.
We're going to really teach people about the convention itself and the public nights. So if you have questions about what it is and what they're going to be doing, come and we'll educate you as much as we can. And then we're also going to start looking for volunteers, because this can't be done with just a select few. We need people to help with vending. We need people to help with marketing. We need people to help with media and public stuff. And then we need boots on the ground with some volunteers to clean and to help park campers or help park cars. And so it's really an opportunity for people in Newton to sign up to help.
And that meeting is going to take place 5:30 tonight. It'll be in the Alta House Event Center. That's at 1600 East 36th Street South. That is just east of the KOA campground. Urban says there are volunteer opportunities for people who want to help a lot or just a little.
We'll have some defined areas to volunteer, and then we'll have some generalists that, hey, I just want to be involved, but I don't know what I want to do at this point. Okay. We'll get your name on that list, and then as we fill out our committees and get close to the event, we'll reach out to that list, and we want as many people in Newton involved as possible.
The local economic impact that this convention is expected to have on Jasper County and Newton, about $4 million. Urban talked in depth about the upcoming Pyrotechnics Guild International Convention on last weekend's Feature Scope here on KCOB. And that program is available to listen to on our website, www.myiowinfo.com, under the community banner, which is at the top of the page. Click on Feature Scope in the drop-down menu. Last week's program is labeled PIG. Feature Scope. Well, the 2022 NASCAR Cup Series, Xfinity Series, and Camping World Truck Series schedule does not include Iowa Speedway. None of the three series going to be at the Iowa Speedway next year. This by no means, according to Iowa Speedway, a reflection of the fan support that's been demonstrated at the track. And Iowa Speedway posted a statement on their website saying they truly appreciate the fans' loyalty to the sport and the track. They know that the news is disappointing, but they're there to help. They're encouraging people to reach out to their team at the Iowa Speedway to assist them in planning an experience to another NASCAR-owned track next year. Now, next year, the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series will be returning to Knoxville Raceway. NASCAR announcing that it'll be returning to Knoxville June 18th next year. Ben Kennedy, NASCAR Senior Vice President of Strategy Innovation, says in addition to the racing, the passionate fans in Iowa were incredibly supportive of the event this year. He added the inaugural NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race put on a remarkable show that they were expecting when they put the story dirt track down on the schedule. John McCoy is Knoxville Raceway's race director, calls NASCAR's debut at the Knoxville Raceway this year a success in every sense. According to McCoy, everyone at the track and on the Marion County Fair Board worked tirelessly to make the event happen, and they're proud to have earned the trust and respect of NASCAR so they can do it again next year. The pellet company that put in new trees at the Jasper County Courthouse is going to be replacing the dead ash trees at the county jail. County Board of Supervisors, with a 2-to-1 vote, have hired Fran Way Tree Moving of Pella to provide and plant 10 trees at the Law Enforcement Center. Total cost will be $4,500. County Maintenance Director Adam Sparks says the 10 replacement trees will be 5 different varieties.
We went with all kinds of random trees, and the reason is because if we ever get another sickness or anything like that, we're not going to wipe out every tree that we planted. If we plant all the same trees in the front yard, something happens. So we decided to do 2 of one kind, 2 of another, and just kind of make it an array of trees so we don't ever lose the whole group again, hopefully.
The new trees will be planted with a tree spade, which is the reason the Pella Company was awarded the project. Supervisors Denny Carpenter and Brandon Talsma agreed with Sparks that the tree spade would disturb less ground around the trees and eliminate the possible need for watering after planting. Garden Gate Landscaping and Newton also submitted a $4,500 bid but did not have a tree spade for planting. Board Chairman Supervisor Doug Couples wanted Garden Gate to get the project anyhow because they're a local business. Meanwhile, a business led by Baseball Hall of Famer Frank Thomas has purchased a controlling interest in the Field of Dreams movie site in Dyersville. Go the Distance Baseball LLC made the announcement this morning. The iconic Field of Dreams movie site hosted the first Major League Baseball game played in Iowa in August. A second game between the Reds and Cubs has been announced for next year. In a news release, Go the Distance Baseball says terms of the sales were not being made public. Thomas will serve as chief executive officer, and Dan Evans will serve as chief operating officer. Evans, a former general manager of Los Angeles Dodgers, has previously served as a consultant to Go the Distance Baseball, and according to the company news release. Thomas is joined by Chicago area real estate developer Rick Heidner, who was initial investor in Go the Distance Baseball and retains his original minority investment. Thomas says they're excited to lead the future development and expansion of the Field of Dreams in a collaborative spirit and neighbors with government officials as well. Earlier this month, Field of Dreams won a national award. Major League Baseball Stadium in Dyersville named Ballpark of the Year by BaseballParks.com. Now, a news conference is set for 12:30 this afternoon, so that's moments away at the movie site in Dyersville. Those involved in this project are going to be there, and more information about the future of the site will be revealed. Funeral announcements on this Thursday. A graveside service for Hazel Belzer of Newton, passed away at the age of 91, set for 2 o'clock this afternoon in Newton Memorial Park Cemetery. Family of Hazel Belzer are going to greet friends after the service until 4:30 this afternoon at Wallace Family Funeral and Crematory. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Every Step Hospice, and may be left at the funeral home. Services for Kenneth Lee Franken, 58-year-old from Newton, known as Spin, pending with Pensery's Funeral Home in Newton. Online condolences for Kenneth Spin Franken may be left at www.pensfh.com. There'll be a funeral service for Larry August Broderson, 10:30 tomorrow morning, Pensery's Funeral Home. Visitation, though, is this evening, 5 to 7 at Pensery's Funeral Home. Memorials in honor of Larry August Broderson, who passed away at the age of 83, may be left to his family, made out to Doug Broderson, and may be left at the funeral home. Now, due to COVID-19, face masks are optional but encouraged for the service tomorrow. Facebook broadcast the funeral service for Larry Broderson will be held 10:30 tomorrow morning as well on the Pensery's Funeral Home and Cremation Services Facebook page. Online condolences at www.pensfh.com. And a graveside service for Ardith Breeze of Newton, passed away at the age of 93. That's set for 10:30 Monday morning at Newton Memorial Park Cemetery. Wallace Family Funeral Home handling the arrangements for Ardith Breeze. That is your noontime check of area news and local funeral announcements here on KCOV. I'm Randy Van. Enjoy your afternoon.